Ukraine's military admitted facing enormous difficulties this Good Friday, with Russia concentrating all its efforts on capturing the eastern city of Bakhmut. Among the Ukrainian soldiers there trying to stay alive is Roman Trokimets. He has lived through the fighting in the trenches, similar to those of previous world wars.
So, I'm on the front line position near Bakhmut, getting ready for get rid of invaders with these guns, this big machine gun, and my baby, my sniper rifle. So we continue fighting for freedom. I continue.
Yet through an interpreter, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did not rule out that soldiers like Roman Trokimets would be withdrawn if they risk being cut off by invading Russian troops.
For me, the most important is not to lose our soldiers. And of course, if there is a moment of even hotter events and the danger we could lose our personnel because of encirclement, of course, the corresponding correct decisions will be taken by generals there.
Ukraine's Eastern Military Command said that Moscow had tactical success in some places but was paying a high price for it, referring to the many killed and injured soldiers. Britain's Defense Ministry said Russian forces have highly likely advanced into the Bakhmut town center and has seized the west bank of the Bakhmutka River. It warned that Ukraine's key supply route to the west of the town is likely severely threatened. Yet as clashes continued, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced that Moscow wants peace talks on ending the armed conflict in Ukraine, but only if they focus on creating what he called a new world order. Russia has said it was leading a struggle against US dominance worldwide and argued that its invasion of Ukraine is part of that fight. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.